richness of expression gives creativity, and creativity is very good for the ordinary development of people, but also for Filmtreat, developing businesses and things like that. And point was made the other day on the radio that it's probably as much for that as for the English language that international companies come here, because there is a creativity. Now, we're not the only ones that have a creativity. Obviously, the Dutch who are trilingual are multilingual, and the Germans who are at least bilingual most of the times and trilingual very often have a richness. But we have a richness too, and that can help develop the ordinary entrepreneurship in the country and hopefully take us into a new era.
And that beautiful thing about the Irish language, I was taken by what you said about the phrases rather than the direct translation, because you can't directly translate English into Irish. Therefore, it does say something about the way we as a people originally perceived our world. And one of the things struck me once was, as a journalist in the north, was it like in Irish, we don't have one way, for example, of saying no. And it was at the time the big phrase was Ulster says no. And I remember thinking, well, in Irish, Ulster says no, 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 or yes, 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 yes. And it is a different way, isn't it, of perceiving reality. It opens up possibilities.
I think that's quite true. And I think it's something that those of us who are fluent in Irish have a way of nourishing ourselves, discovering. Now, I'm not putting down anybody who doesn't speak Irish or prefers to learn French or German or another language, but there is a richness, a natural richness in the country and in the people and in our tradition, and why not draw on it?
And it's important that these Jesuits are honoured, because in a sense their story isn't really told so well. And one of the things that I think this book does, and it's beautifully, some beautiful illustrations in it are photographs from the archives as well, but it does put on record an amazing amount of scholarship.
It does, and they were an amazing generation, going way back to the 1860s and before it. There were huge people, and those three whom I mentioned there are only three of them, but people like Liam O'Hagan, Sean Seamus O'Carroll, and a great man who came, Eamon O'Hogan, who did a lot of work. He died. He was 1831 to 1917. So there was a whole generation before the three people mentioned in this, and then there are Jesuits who've come after it who've done a lot of work in Irish scholarship. So we can hold our heads high. And there are still Jesuits who only speak Irish to one another.
And finally, you mentioned that this is in the context of the Restoration celebrations. 200 years, the Jesuits were suppressed in the 18th century, and then in 1814, there was a restoration. The Jesuits were once again allowed to open up and practice, and this is now 200 years of
that. Yeah, we're celebrating that. It's I suppose it's time to look back, but it's also time to look forward. You look back to see the treasures that are back there, to draw on them as far as we can for our own nourishment, and to look forward. It'll be a very different Society of Jesus in Ireland in the next 15 or 20 years. It'll be very small, nonetheless, hopefully rich and with a contribution to make to Irish society. And I think the fact that we've done so much in the Irish language and scholarship is something that generations of Jesuits now and in the future will have to draw on. And I want to draw attention to the fact that Alan Titley, at our request, produced a shortened English language version of his talk in studies in 2012. And it's available in studies. It's not the full lecture, but it gives us a flavour for those who don't feel comfortable reading in Irish and might fire somebody to do some work, something, some enjoyment, not necessarily just in Irish, but in literature in general and you know, nourish ourselves.
Well, Francis McBrady, Cogarjus, and Orshan, August Gurumila Mahagat.
Gurumila Mahagat.